The best tea in the city.
Good morning. How are you? You good?
I'm good.
Listen, you remember that Java and DJ Maphorisa collaboration? That song calling him Bella. Yeah, stand by. It's coming up. All right. Thanks again to Kaya Breakfast. They're back tomorrow between 6 and 9 as we're talking about this issue that I want to bring to your attention. And let's talk about it, really. And you're already wrestling with it. I love it. Even memes are coming in thick and fast. Great. But let me set it up. If there's one thing most of us can all agree on, is that breakups are hard and can get messy. But you know what's worse? Moving on from a relationship. That's worse. Because you find yourself in mgowo. Oh, serious. We are goisha, son. Goisha. Eh? You will even find it hard to sleep. You'll be up in the wee hours of the morning trying to figure out how you ended up being single. It is more painful than losing money in a WhatsApp stock fail. Yay! Breakups. And especially if the relationship was with someone you really liked and you gelled with. The healing process can take a while because the mind is searching for answers. And the hardest part is to turn to someone who knew so well, that you knew so well, and even biblically. And how do you turn that someone into a stranger? You had established a culture between the two of you. I mean, you had subtleties that only the two of you could understand. What do you do now with all this dictionary of non-verbal language of love? What do you do? And this is why so many seek closure after a breakup. Yes, pride will stand in the way. Hate will stand in the way. Disappointment will stand in the way. But there are gaps. There are questions that need answers. Whether the answers will make sense or not, but to hear them later on might make sense. Because sometimes you walk in into this relationship and you give it your all. So you no longer know whether this is love or this is you. You have to point a finger at something. And the worst thing is to point a finger at the next person who you have no control over. You still have to wrestle with you. You have control over you. What have you done or didn't do so as you know your part in the breakup? But with all of that said, is talking about it necessary? Is what happened talk necessary? The reason I'm talking about this is because after a breakup, people often wonder what happened. Hence the need for closure. Hashtag, is closure talk necessary? Does it speed up the healing process or make it worse? How do you even get over an ex without having the talk? Because chances are you're going to take it to the next. But anyway, I'll leave that to you to tell me, as you said, the best tea in the city. Totally, so RT, closure talk is not necessary. Because soon you realize it's a revolving door.
I still love you. Or the other way around.
It's kind of, it hinders the moving on process. Tulani Gamete on the other says, T, it's absolutely necessary. Without it, you're left wondering if at all you understood what was happening in that relationship. It is the equivalent of not getting a reply to pertinent questions. And you're left to making up your own answers. And that's painful. Tapelo. Closure for you. We don't owe each other explanations. We move on. I wish it was that easy, hey, Taps. Honestly. I think it is easy for the dumper, not necessarily for the dumpy. You know what I mean? Is closure talk necessary? Remember, when a person chooses to end a relationship, they already have a clear narrative in their mind about why they can no longer continue in the relationship with you. So seeking closure from someone like this can be really difficult, as they have moved on before they even told you that it is over, before they broke the news. This in turn creates a problem for the one who was in the dark about how forever came so soon. There's a lot of what ifs, a lot of question marks, but zero answers. A relationship is dead, guys. It's dead. We need to mourn. We need closure. We need the truth commission. Not necessarily to reconcile, but just the truth, just to clear the air. After a breakup, you often wonder what happened. You need answers. But can you handle the closure talk? Because you think you're going to hear what you want to hear. Chances are you're not even going to like what you're going to hear, nor even agree. But that's what it is a closure talk. Hence my question, does it make things better or worse? 3 teaspoons on how to have closure, all by yourself, coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Yeah, that's exactly what closure talk does. Shut easy, Chris. Anyway, share the 3 teaspoons on how to have closure on your own. 1, delete, block, and unfollow. I mean, you have no business keeping an ex on any social media platform or access to you. While it might be difficult to delete and follow, mute, and block them, it is necessary for your healing process, especially when they are refusing to talk. I mean, having constant access to your ex's virtual life can be an emotional crutch that delays your ability to fully separate. So remove them from your social media. While you're at it, block their number as well. Deleting it, block it. 2, how to have closure on your own? Feel the pain. Feel your emotions. Don't deny them. The ending of a relationship is hard, especially if it was particularly intimate or long. It is important to let all your feelings pass through you without judging yourself or trying to suppress them. You may go through the 5 stages of grief or some wild cycle. It's okay. Let it happen. And it's going to be uncomfortable. Let it happen. It's important to let your feelings to fully process what has occurred. Don't block them. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on how to have closure on your own. Start socializing. You are a social being. Start socializing. Your ex is not going to send that long-awaited apology that you're waiting for, so forget about it. Once you feel better and ready to date again, do it. Or simply, once you feel better and ready to socialize again, do it. Huh? It's not dating per se that you need to be chasing. It's just about making yourself available to other people. Which then can also help to drive home the message that you are done with your past. So the longer you stall dating again or socializing, the harder it can be to finally move on. It really can. So stalling, stopping, halting to be socializing can help you.
Only necessary. It should be wearing a mask, and let's avoid a lot of social gatherings which might be a source of our outbreaks.
Johannesburg drivers for e-hailing services have expressed concern over the impact of reduced trips will have on their expenses. The drivers say due to the COVID-19 pandemic, they feel safer because the regulations only permit 50% passenger capacity. But they say the coronavirus has also increased the fears of commuters, resulting in them doing less trips. These drivers spoke to KFM News saying while minibus taxis may be allowed to load at full capacity, their main concern remains around getting more trips.
That the taxi industry, they're filling up the kombis. I think they don't think for the clients, they don't think for themselves.
The capacity of people which we are carrying is not a deal. The problem, the business is low. That's the problem. The business is low. Because you spend the whole day having maybe 4 people.
And finally, the anti-corruption march organized by opposition party MDC Alliance has been banned by the Zimbabwean government. The Herald reports the Information Ministry has described the march due to take place month end as a subversion of the constitutional order. It says the ministry views the protests as part of the MDC's plan to overthrow government. In your weather for today, it is a cold day in Johannesburg with temperatures set to peak at highs of 11 degrees, 14 in Tshwane, as well as 10 in Sidibeng. Remember to share your stories with us. You can call us on our news hotline. That's 011-634-9599. Recapping the top stories for this hour, IEC briefs Parliament on its state of readiness to hold elections, and e-hailing service drivers raise concern about the reduction of trips.
Kaya News.
Kaya FM Traffic.
A very good morning from the traffic desk. Taking a look in Oakdene, where there's still delays on the N12 East. That's as a result of that earlier overturned truck just before the Kamara Street exit. Traffic queuing towards that scene. Out in Randwald, there are roadworks taking place on the R59 North. That's causing delays as you head towards the R550 Heidelberg Road exit. Traffic also heavily backed up on that route by about a 15-minute delay. Then out in Honeydew, you can expect delays. That's as a result of those faulty traffic lights at Christian de Wet Road as well as Paul Kruger Road. Remember to treat those affected intersections as a four-way stop. And if you do come across any other traffic incidents, you can let me know. That's on Twitter at Kai Traffic, or you can call the traffic hotline. That's on 011-634-9525. Kai from Traffic.
Makhate.
Uncle T.
When you went to fetch the sofa, did you have the talk? The closure talk.
Uncle T, when I went to go fetch the things, eh?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, your memory is so good. No, I didn't have the closure talk because I didn't need the closure. Closure was already there for me before I even went to go collect my belongings, my things.
So I take it you are the one who dumped, ne?
Of course, I cannot. Yeah. Allow someone to do that to me. No, I'm joking. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I was already ready. Like, I was ready to sever ties. So at that point, collecting things was, it was just something I needed to do.
Maggie Naylor, is it necessary to have the closure talk?
Not always. I've found that it depends on the person. It depends on the relationship you guys had. If people are liars, when you go for closure, they'll still lie, you know. So why must I go be seeking for a lie? Also, I think we also need to accept that, you know, hurtful things will happen and painful things will happen. You just have to move on. Life goes on. You know, you don't always have to find out, you know, why this happened. You know, I mean, if somebody leaves you because they cheated, why do you need closure? That person left you for somebody else. That's it.
They say it's not so easy when there's a baby involved.
That's so true. That is so true. I can agree. If you've got a child with somebody, I think you have to find a way of getting talking. To discuss where you guys are going to be, because that person is going to be in your life forever.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying it's not always necessary, but in some situations it is important.
Is closure talk necessary? Some say it's a trap. Some say, hey, it depends when. And I agree with the when, because the timing is impossible. It's important. The timing of when you're going to have this closure talk is important, because should you do it immediately, the emotions are still high. Some are afraid to have this talk even after a while because they feel like they're scabbing on the wound, reopening it and rubbing salt into it. The beautiful thing about closure when it's done right is that you leave knowing what you have done or not done. Sometimes it's not even your fault. Sometimes it's not even, it has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with the other person. Yet they are the ones who dumped you. But we're not, because you're so invested, you're like, oh, it's a shock to the system. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you. But the question is still very necessary to ask. Is closure talk necessary? You have done it. And after you've done it, you felt, I was naive to think I was going to learn something from there. Or you've done it and you felt, oh, I'm glad I did that. I gained something. Or you've never done it because you've always felt, you know what? What is done and you move on ahead. But you've realized you have baggage. And then you start wondering and questioning yourself, maybe I should have had those closure talks. I don't know what your experience is, but I would love to hear from you. 063-688-0959. Send me your voice note on WhatsApp. Is closure talks necessary? I don't care, even when you are on a sabbatical from dating, once you hear a song that says, Yazi, Lumuntu uti hello, one kitas is born, you have no choice but to like, Eshia Marane, Nakumbula. Now, not to Kulumitis, as Tekat Domazan, I will jalo, but Pokitas is born.
What a key intimate thing then, Okitaza, that thing.
Bakitaza, that thing.
Yeah, Kitaza, that thing. And as you were saying, it's undeniable because once that thing has been evoked, Kitaza, and Okitaza.
Thank you, man.
Do you think? Am I allowed to say that?
Of course. Nami was like, yeah, Mara, something, yeah, short. Kukwana, I vitamin U engeko up.
Hello, and then now load shedding and doing the live. It's dramatic. It's been wonderful.
Hey, Mara says, Outini, is the sign of the times, right?
It is. Thank you, and thank you for welcoming me back. May I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
When your partner says to you, I'm going to get you back, though, what do you do with those words, T? It means
it's a revolving door. You want to learn how to say hotel.
Automated, or must you push it? I love your analogy. Is it automated? So does it move by itself once you step into it? Or must you push it? What do you do with those words, T, when your partner looks at you and says, but I'm going to get you back, though?
Was good lomnyang avalwanga finish and clear. Even if ungai vale revolving door, remember there's this other door on the side for emergencies. Remember?
Yeah, that door.
If you haven't closed it and threw away the key, shem, it's still revolving.
See, I get the global conversation, right, around entanglement and all of that stuff, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, when he leant forward and he jokingly said, I'm going to get you back, though, I felt his intention behind that. And even though, Umar said, yeah, but I think you have, and let's get it right, I asked myself, what would I do if I were to be faced with those words? Because he's saying to you, I want to hurt you, and I will hurt you.
Oh, now I get the context, because I thought you were talking about the revolving door in terms of the closure talk. In terms of entanglement.
We're continuing from in the closure talk, but now what if there's no closure and you're still in this relationship, but the hearts have been broken, and the partner that you have hurt, whether intentionally or not, says, I forgive you, but the parting word, but I'm going to get you back, though.
That's a hanging judge. It means karma is coming, and I'm going to save it. I am so going to save it on you. So it's up to you whether you're going to stick around for that or not. You see, that's the thing. That's the thing about it. So that's why they said the words that they did. I am entitlement fatigued. I don't want to lie to you. I am. Because, unfortunately, it is those situations that end up, what's the word I'm looking for? Creating or setting the bar for what relationships or marriage is about, which is such a false thing, because we don't know what rules apply in that relationship. We have no idea what rules they apply. And then soon we're going to be taking that formula and applying it in our own house. Toxic.
Toxic. I love the tone. Toxic. I love you.
See you between 12 and 3, darling. Have a good fun.
Yes.
Have good fun with that.
Bye,
all right,
darling.
Okay, there you go. Hey, Unatia Tanda Naiwias. You know, when the dust has settled, she starts again. Jesus. Your voice notes after this.
95.9. Kaya FM.
Take a sip with the best. The best tea in the city. Kaya FM.
95.9. Morning, Uncle T. Awa. Awa. Closure ki roitsa ro senyana fela nako tselintse o di bona sa le ka pelo ra mara mo fedi le re setse fela lenganga re netse lenganga. So I don't believe in closure. Tselintse o no di bona di sa le kholesha mara feiye
Hi, Bati. What's about the topic of Wanka Yona today? It's taking me back to the person in Ekukwana Liena, and the reason why I can never, ever give up the closure is because now everything has been turned against me. And yet, Bati, the reason why I'm scared of closure is that he really hurt me, and he's the one who cheated. And after that, I tried for him to tell Bati. No, understand. I tried to forgive him, Bati. Then he accepted the whole other girl. Onalongwa, now pregnant. I'm also pregnant. It's like it was a mess, Bati. So I think closure will depend on motho. For when you go and seek that closure, or batla eni, when you go kwala eni. I mean, Bati already. Now I tried. I forgave him for cheating. And then after the cheating, I accepted the child. I was planning and Kim today is my own child. Whatever we do for my kids, we do for his kids and with the kid who got that, you know, Bati. But let me tell you, Bati, closure is not worth it because for now, the blame was on me. Nearly now, on killing drastic steps, if it's a monkey, sipula, tingalangala, tidian, to the snacks, me, babona, to the joal. So, closure is not worth it, baby. Bati, it's not. So, I had to learn how to go fairly, let it go, and then move on. And for now, today, I met the greatest man ever. He loves me, he loves my kids. Bati, and I'm just hoping Naliana one day will get married because it's the best thing that could have ever happened. So ladies out there, guys out there, closure is not worth it. Just move on because you deserve better. The fact that he's an ex, there's the reason there. Thank you, Bati. Kilerato. Bye. From Soweto. DK.
Hello, Uncle Chini team. Who's Andy? Okay, Uncle T, for me, it's closure. Sometimes it is necessary. Oguchi wazi. Oguchi. Yini and the witness and figure to the point of which has in separate up a manchi like Nikulum and Kulumisan and Panja Makati. Sibatala Masinga, just in his total son, which no Lana Nala Sule, Yiles is a mile, Gubeganjalo. Connors near Maslan and Stratin, Sengatic at Nukunda and Manjas is one. So for me, Yafunet got like a Muntumezo, a Tiso Gobuntana, Ika. Nyabang Uncle T.
I mokwele nna I am done with hore tshwantse re bue re thole closure or no closure are gaogane hamba fele bazocutha phambili hamba ngeke ngikhale no mohamba bye bye.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.